You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Radio Network is the fastest growing online talk and music radio station broadcasting the highest quality shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, we take action using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 radio personalities make up the 11 shows that broadcast to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Offering a wide variety of shows and services, WeTalk Radio has something for everyone. Tune in, follow us on social media, or visit our website at www.WeTalkRadio.com.
Searching for peace that we cannot find. Yeah, yeah. Asking questions 'cause we don't know why. Oh, yes. We all need you to make a way. And we all need a way. We all need you. That's why we pray. We all need you here in this place. We all need you. Show us the way. Hey, when it all falls down and there's no way out. Yeah, when our faith is lost and we're full of
Hey, that's right. This is your boy T. Smiley. We are here live on the Cave Radio Show right here on We Talk Radio. Thank everybody for joining in. This is Saturday morning with T. Smiley, your boy T. Smiley. We have an interview on today by the name of J Soulful Music, Mr. Joshua McCain. He's going to be with us here with us later, and we're going to get an interview with him. You guys stay tuned. I'm going to play some more music here, right here on the Cave Radio Show. This is your boy T. Smiley again. We're going to play some more music here. And y'all just rock out with us, and we're going to have a good time on today. All right. Y'all tuning in. This is your boy T. Smiley. Check out me on the social media. T. Smiley Productions. You can check us out on all platforms. Listen to all of our shows that's coming up. All of our shows right here on We Talk Radio. We have Kia D Unplugged Show on Mondays at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. We have After the Lights Go Out on Wednesday, again at 8 p.m. with Hot Topic Panelists. And you guys check that show out. It's always a fun, cool show. We have hot topics. We have fun. We laugh and have a good time on that show. And then Thursdays we have our shows with Diamond Sound Productions. Also Friday Night Hype with DB. And then again, you can check me out on Saturdays at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time with the Cave Radio Show, followed by Sunday mornings, Shine Lord Radio, 10 a.m. with Pastor Jeremy Glenn, and Sunday at 7 p.m. with Emily Blue and Deanne Lax with Brandon Day, also followed by Mr. E-Man himself with the After Show on Sunday nights at 9 p.m. You all for just tuning in and being here with us and rocking out with us on the Cave Radio Show. So without further ado, we're gonna play some music here, and you know what? I want to play. We're just gonna play some music here for just a few more minutes, and then we'll be right back with your boy T. Smiley, right here on the Cave Radio Show.
Up in the club and rock the party. I'm 700 degrees even in the shade. G.I.L.E. ain't got a dismay. I threw on you on how to stay paid. Hawaiians ask me how I stay so late. Good time like J.J., well what can I say? I ain't a crook but I take the cake. I even pissed off because I got what it takes. And if you wanna know who I am, just check your street signs when you go downtown, cause I'm the man.
Cause I'm the man.
And if you wanna know who I am, keep your mouth shut, stay out of trouble, cause I'm the man. A feather and as smooth as silk, and what I can do for you is a better than a gallon of milk. And haters mad, girl be all at my pad, role playing and shit, and I be fangin' they ass. It happens so fast, that she couldn't react. She got Black Mac attacked and she ain't turned back. My nuts just touched the floor the way she swing on my sack. And I know that haters wanna beat me down. Lay some cashes with some K's, but I'm the king with my crown. I scatter, batter, and tatter you all over town. Well, I'll be John Brown. Didn't know your handcuffing haters was still around. And if you wanna know who I am, just check your street signs when you go downtown. Cause I'm the main. If you wanna know who I am, who the fuck is you, nigga? Mind the beats, cause I'm the main.
Still fly, hiding, crying. Hey, that's right. That's right. It's your boy T Smiley. T Smiley, I'm back here on the Cave Radio Show. Listen, we had a good weekend this weekend. This past Wednesday was your boy T Smiley's birthday. Man, listen, I had a great weekend. I mean, I had a great week. It all started last week. Went out with my brother-in-law. Shout out to L Dot. You know, we had a good time. You know, we went shooting. We went to the gun range and had a good time, man. Just had a good time. I haven't been to the gun range in a while, so we was, you know, out there living it up. You know, shooting and you know, us men sometimes we get where we have like competition, but it really wasn't competition. We were just, you know, calling shots and, you know, saying we was gonna, I'm over here like, oh yeah, I'm gonna get a headshot, whatever, you know what I'm saying? But it was a real, really, really fun, really good time. And then, you know, Wednesday we was on the After the Lights Go Out and got a chance to hear people give out shout outs and send me birthday wishes and everything. And it was just amazing. One person in particular, you know, this guy's been here, and I've grown to really like this man. I want to bring him in. I want to bring him in right now. Mr. E-Man, what's going on, sir?
Happy born day this morning to you, brother. How
yes,
you
sir.
Doing?
Doing good, man. Doing good, man. Listen, I started the show off with the song by Mr. Titus Showers. I had the chance to interview him. Mm-hmm. Interview him right here on the Cave Radio Show, and that song was entitled "We Need You," and that was just the I like that song. That's like a refreshing song, especially on the Saturday, man. We just, you know, out of everything we've been through and going through and all that, and you know, just life in itself. You know, sometimes we have to just realize that, you know, we need God, you know, throughout all this, throughout the pandemic, throughout everything that's going on in our life, good and the bad. At the end of the day, we need God. We need you. So I wanted to play that song, and I hope somebody was inspired by that song. Mr. E-Man, how you doing today?
Oh, man, I'm doing absolutely fantastic. Just early in the morning, getting up, getting ready to get some events going on. But I'm doing good, man. Sit back, join the music this morning. Woke up, I said, let me jump into the Cave Show. You know,
yes, sir.
I said, Mr. T. Smiley on. I said, let me go join my brother and see what he's talking about. And I heard the good music, got it blasting around the house this morning. And man, it's beautiful outside. Like you say, we men, all of us go through certain things. It's just good to get up in the morning and be above dirt, as they say. You know,
yes,
it's always
yes,
a good
sir.
Day when you're above dirt, you know.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's right. That's right, man. That's right. And listen, yes, my birthday was Wednesday, but listen, we still celebrating. We still kicking it here. I believe today was a special day to where we could have people call in, and, you know, whoever wanted to send their birthday wishes, continue to birthday wishes. I'm still celebrating. I'm still celebrating.
Well, happy birthday! I feel you. Happy birthday to you, brother.
hey, listen,
man, that's what's up.
Like you said, it's just a blessing to be here. You know what I'm saying? A blessing to be to see another year. You know what I'm saying? We've been dealing with this pandemic for well over a year and some months now, and you know, it's just a blessing just to be able to know that we're here, you know, by the grace of God, and being able to for him to, you know, protect us like he's been doing this all our life, you know, all my 33 years God has been there, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just
33, huh?
Yes sir.
Well, yes, you know, you can do a lot in 33, man, because Jesus did a lot in 33 years. You know?
Yes, sir.
Jesus did a lot in 33 years. He got tired of these Negroes down here. He said, listen, I'm going back to heaven to sit beside the Father. And right now he's seated beside the Father. And he said, listen, Holy Spirit, Mr. T's birthday is coming up. We're just going to send him some well wishes and send him some blessings down here for his birthday month. And so, man, you just celebrate. I know you're going to continue to celebrate. We're going to celebrate with you because, you know, I celebrate my birthday all month. You know what I'm saying, Mr. T? It's one particular day, but I take gifts all month long. So send me your cash out, brother. Send me your cash out, brother. Send you a little something, you know?
Hey, I appreciate that. Hey, it's all good, man.
Yeah, yes, sir. That's awesome, man.
You know what, Mr. E? I have somebody else that's here. I'm excited to have this person on, man. Listen. This person right here, she's been on. She's a hot topic panelist that's been on our Monday nights and our Wednesday nights, and I'm just excited now that I can call her. I can call her my mother-in-law. You know what I mean? I can call her my mother-in-law.
Yeah.
So listen, I'm gonna bring her in. I want to bring her in. Miss CB, how you doing?
Hey.
Thank you for being here on the Cave Radio Show. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
You know, I really enjoyed myself last week, Wednesday. Unfortunately, you know, some people be like, "Oh man, why are you here at work on? You know, why are you working on your birthday?" But you know, I'm like, yeah, it's in the middle of the week. It's all good. I ain't worried about all that. But thank you for being here, CP, and thank you for my birthday wishes. I really appreciate that.
Hello, mother.
Hey,
how are you?
Good morning. Happy birthday. This is Oliver.
Hey, Mr. Oliver. Hey, what's going on, man? Thank you so much for that. Thank you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear TJ. Happy birthday to you.
Okay, that's what's up. Yeah. All right, that's what's up right there.
Live
man.
Right here on the Cave Radio Show.
That's what's up.
Enjoy your day. Enjoy your month. Love you. I think you're such a wonderful young man. Can't wait till that day comes to have you officially into our lives, our family. So we just love you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. It is definitely an honor. I can't wait for the official, you know, welcome into family. But, you know, being able to you know, been here, you know, as long as I've been here to know you all, you know, it's a blessing to have such a wonderful lady like yourself and Mr. Oliver too. You know, I think about all the people that's been there for me. I thought about my mom, thought about my grandmother and stuff like that. And, you know, of course they can't be replaced, but to have somebody that's loving and, you know, I'm able to talk to like yourself, Miss CP. I just really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. Anytime. We appreciate you. We appreciate what you do for, you know, our daughters, our granddaughters. You know, we just love you. So I want you to know that we can't wait for that special day to come because it's going to be something special.
Oh, yes.
Something special. Yes. It may be a ways off, but we already planning it.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. You know, again, this is the Cave Radio Show with T. Smiley. I'm holding it down right here on We Talk Radio Network. I have the E-Man here. I have CP. I have Mr. Oliver here. We are just hanging out, having a good time on this Saturday morning. I have more callers on here. So what I want to do is bring them in and callers. If y'all can hear me right, if you can hear me right now, what's going on? Last two digits is 2855. What's going on?
Hey, TJ.
Hey.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Who am I speaking to?
This is Trey, Tramonica, Traylon, Colin, Princeton, Xavier's mom.
Appreciate it.
Hey, cancer season. Hey, fellow cancer, happy birthday.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. listen, like I said, I've been at work, so I've missed a lot of people saying happy birthday, but I'm glad you guys are here this morning celebrating with me. You know, I'm still celebrating. And so, yeah, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Oh, no problem. It's my grandmother's birthday today. She's 85 today, so I'm on my way to Lindale to celebrate with her. But I wanted to call in and say happy birthday. So.
Tell your grandma we say happy birthday and happy belated birthday to you, Trey.
I sure will.
Tell mother we say happy birthday, Trey.
Oh, I will. I definitely will. So I'll be here in a minute. So I definitely will. But I wanted to call and wish you a birthday and to follow up on Cynthia's, you know, comments. So excited for you. Sorry I wasn't able to make it to the engagement surprise. I saw it on video. But I was there with you guys this year, and I was crying and so emotional. I'm so happy for her. So glad. You're the perfect person for us. I'm praying for you guys' union and that it's just, you know, everything that you guys want it to be. So I cannot wait for that day as well.
Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You,
I really appreciate that. Tell your grandmother I said happy birthday and wish her all the blessings. You know, it is a blessing to be 85. You know, God has definitely been good to her.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's not the average 85-year-old. She gets around better than I do. So, yeah, she's different. So I hope that's genetic.
You know what? I got a chance to meet her one time, I believe, at your house.
Did you?
Yes, I got a chance to meet her.
Oh,
and
yeah, so, yeah, when she was taking shots, all that, yeah, she's doing all that.
Yeah.
And we stopped the music when she took that shot. Yeah, I think I remember that. So, yeah, she's doing all that. She calling her nightcap.
Nightcap. That's what's up. That's what's up. Listen. I have another call. I'm gonna bring this caller in. Last two digits is 0295. Hello, you are live. What's going on?
Happy birthday. This is Emily Blue. Happy, happy birthday and congratulations to you guys on your engagement.
Thank you. Wow. Thank you. Hey, I'm glad you're over here on the Cave Radio Show. That's what's up. Thank you for calling in. Again, you know, I this week has been, you know, it's been about T Smiley all week, and I just really appreciate it. I'm gonna tell y'all something, man. Miss Kia D, she keep hit me with surprises and stuff, so she definitely made sure I had a good birthday week, birthday day. Even though I was at work, you know what I'm saying, I felt the love. And it was like, you know, I was at work working, hanging out with friends and stuff, but ain't nothing like, you know, coming back to people that really, you know, care for you and want to do something for you. So, yeah, it was great. Great.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, enjoy your birthday month.
Birthday month. We celebrating all month long.
Yes.
All month long. Yeah. All month long. We're going to be celebrating tomorrow night, too. On the E-Man After Show, we're going to be celebrating T Smiley's birthday.
Yeah.
Send me your cash out, bro. I'm going to send you a little something.
I'm going to definitely send you the cash out.
Yeah, send you a little something, man. Yeah. Drink one for me, bro. Yeah.
Hey,
yeah, I know it's 10:30 in the morning. But go on, drink one for me.
Listen. I will not be drinking at 10:30 in the morning. You know what? I got a glass of water right now. Ice cold water.
Right.
I do too. I'm just talking to you. I got some water right here too. Yeah, I'm just having fun. It's your birthday.
You know,
it's your birthday. It's your birthday.
I appreciate it.
All right. You take care.
Thank you. Thank you so much. All right. I got another caller. I'm bringing them in right now. Last four digits, 2428. Caller, listen, we are live. Okay. So, hello. Who do we have here?
Happy birthday.
Hey. Hey.
What's up?
Y'all listen. E-Man. CP. I'm going to introduce y'all to, this is my cousin, my favorite cousin, Arkansas.
Let him know.
Yeah. My favorite cousin from Arkansas all the way back. Listen, this is her name is Camille. And listen, she just sung me happy birthday, but I guarantee on that day next year, y'all going to hear her sing for real. This girl right here is bad.
Okay.
Camille, what's going on, cuz? What's going on?
What's going on? Happy birthday. She said birthday month, and you better turn up every single day this month. You ain't got, I ain't saying you got to get sloppy drunk every single day this month. But I'm just saying, turn up in your own way. This is so exciting. Happy birthday, cousin.
Thank you so much. Listen, y'all, E-Man CP, the listeners, we, myself and Miss Camille and, you know, people back, my family back home, we're getting ready for a youth conference. Is it a youth conference or just a conference?
It's a youth conference, yeah.
It's a youth conference, yes. We are getting ready for a youth conference that's taking place next month on the 21st, actually the 20th and the 21st of August, and I'll be going down. So I'm excited for y'all to see the praise and worship and the experience. I will be I'll be going live recording down there. And every time I go home,
okay.
I get put to work either on the drums or whatever.
Drums.
Got to.
Yeah. So I'm excited. You know, to be able to be a part of that. And I'm happy she's on. I'm so happy she's on. Listen, I have I got two other favorite people that's on the line. I'm going to actually bring both of them in at the same time so we can all kind of, you know, conversate. So I'm bringing both of them in right now, and I'm going to say their name here in just a second. I got my big sister. I got my sister here on the line, my number one supporter, and I have my auntie all the way from Maryland. Hey, when were you on the line? What's going on?
Hey, everyone. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, my sweetie.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, bro.
Uh-oh, there go my sister. My sister. Hey, listen, my sister, her name is Tanisha. Those of y'all that was over at the engagement party, at the engagement party, the proposal party, this is my sister. This is the one that made that macaroni and cheese.
Macaroni and cheese. Okay. Yes.
Yeah, TJ, we are here horseback riding. So I got the text, so I had to hear him call in and say happy birthday. We'll see you tonight.
All right. Well, you enjoy that horseback riding and be careful out there. Be careful.
Yeah.
Be careful.
All right. Love you, man.
All right. Love you too, sis.
Okay.
Hey, Wilma.
Love you, Nisha. Hello, my sweetie.
How are you doing? Thank you. I am wonderful. That's good. How are you? I'm doing good. You know, right here, you know, this show, it was supposed to be an interview, but guess what? You know, I'm excited that you guys are on. I'm glad you called in. I'm telling you, it does me some good to have y'all here. Wishing me happy birthday. I was at work actually on Wednesday on my birthday, on my the official day. I was at work that day, but I got a chance to stop by and see my kids. They told me I had to come see them, so I was summoned to go see them. You know, I have an 8-year-old and a 6-year-old, and they was like, "Daddy, you coming over here before work?" And I was like, "Yep, I will be there." So got a chance to hang out with them for a little bit, play outside in the front yard and everything, and then went on to work. And then got a chance to hang out with some of my friends up there. But then I came home to some fried chicken and some greens.
Oh man, it was
a good time. And so we're still celebrating this morning on the Cave Radio
good.
Show.
Shout out to CP for them greens. I cannot claim those greens, okay? CP made those greens for me because she knew I didn't know what I was doing, so she wanted to make sure it was right.
You know what, CP?
Okay.
I was thinking about your dressing, and I said, "Nah, it's too late to be asking for some dressing." I mean, that dressing got to take some time.
Hey,
to
hey,
I got you in mind. I got you in mind. Don't worry
yes,
about
ma'am.
It. I got you in mind. I know you're celebrating for a whole month, so I got you.
I appreciate that. Hey, hey woman, that her dressing is so good. Hey woman, I'm like, oh my goodness, it tastes like granny dressing. And you know, granny dressing was,
it was
kind of sweet.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Well, you know, you can always come to my house. You can have dressing, fried chicken, macaroni and cheese. We can have the salmon.
All right. Well, look like me and Miss Kid are gonna be taking a flight out to D.C. And we're going to eat some of that
food. Okay.
Tell your cousin coming. Here. Tell your cousin E-Man coming up there, too. I'm coming. This is
dressing. We would love to have you.
The room is open all the time.
Hey, we just wanted to wish you happy birthday. Enjoy your day. Be yourself. Okay, I won't say that one. I take that back.
hey man, happy birthday. Be good.
Uncle Jerry, thank
What's
you so much
mate?
For calling in. Hey, how you doing?
Doing great. You doing great too, sound like to me.
Yes, sir. I'm doing great. Y'all listen. E-Man again, this is my Uncle Jerry. My ain't woman's husband and this man right here taught me a lot, E-Man. He taught me a lot all the way from down to driving. You know what I'm saying? Like when I was a young teenager, you know, young kid, you know, we would drive and, you know, we would talk about, you know, different situations or different things that we see going on the road. And we kind of analyze it and see what he tried to pick our brain and try to get us to tell the story of maybe what happened. So. And then mm-hmm. I got a chance to drive with him. We trailed each other back from Arkansas about a month ago.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, and I tell you,
I can tell by then, man, you were reading my mind. Like, if I need to change things, I mean, you just a TJ. I'm gonna just tell you, man, we are just so proud of you. You have just, as you say, I remember when you were just a young one, and we come down from Maryland, and we would have a minivan. And we take turns with my two children, then you and Tanisha, and we just drive all over Jonesboro, Arkansas,
yep,
just take our time and chit-chat and talk. And
yep.
I've seen you come from a boy to a man, and I'm telling you, we're proud of you. You keep doing what you're doing.
Awesome.
And
awesome.
Hey, we love you.
Ooh.
Don't stop.
Yay.
Yes,
Don't
sir.
Stop. All right?
Yes, sir.
Don't go back.
Yes, sir.
Keep doing what you're doing. You know what your granny used to say? Remember how you raised.
Yep.
Remember mm-hmm. how you raised. Doc, I'm going to get off and let your auntie talk to you for a minute, but I love you. Be safe.
Love you too. Bye, thank you so much.
Bye. Thank you, Uncle Jerry. Thank you, Aunt Wilma.
Hello. You are so welcome. I wouldn't miss it. Love you guys. Uncle
love
Jerry got
more.
Me doing some work. I have some work to do. And I wish I could just come hang out with y'all and skip the work, but it's okay.
We'll be there soon.
All right.
Or we'll be there.
Either way, we'll
okay.
see you soon.
There you go.
Okay. All right. Enjoy your day. We love you. And blessings for another prosperous year.
Thank you so much. Love y'all, and I'll talk to y'all later.
Okay. All right.
All right. All right, listen, this is the Cave Radio Show. This is your boy T. Smiley. We still celebrate my birthday.
We are giving T. Smiley birthday shout-outs today. If you want to call in, the phone lines are litty. We're coming down the phone lines right now. But if you want to call in to tell T. Smiley happy birthday, 563-999-3456.
All right, listen, I'm bringing in some more callers. Y'all stay with me, those of y'all that are on here. I'm bringing in some more callers. This caller, last numbers is 9155. What's going on?
Hey, what's up? It's your girl, T-Montana, calling to wish T-Smiley a happy birthday.
Hey, what's up? Shot from the bottom is in the building. Thank you so much. This is T. Miss T, this is Tamaja. Thank you so much for calling in. Wish me happy birthday. Listen, I appreciate it. Listen, your baby legacy is every day she sees me, she's happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. And I'm like, babe, my birthday over with. But I was like, you know what? Nah. To her, my birthday is every day, so I appreciate it.
Yeah, just take it. Well, happy birthday. I hope you have a wonderful day and a wonderful weekend.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. I'm going to go to this next caller. This is a Arkansan, you know, Arkansas E-man. I want you to tell that joke here in a minute when I bring him in, all right?
Okay.
last four digits, 2902.
Hey, what's up, DJ? It's your boy, Derek, man. I just wanted to call and wish you happy birthday, man. Tell you I love you, man.
Wow. We got this is my boy right here. I told y'all when I go home, you know, I'm always working. And this fella right here, man, he plays the keyboard and the organ back home, and we've been playing with each other ever since we were little, when we was able to play an instrument. And I call him a friend, but this is my brother right here. He done came down to Texas, to Dallas a couple times and hung out with me. We had a good time. So, Mr. Derek, I appreciate you for calling in, man. Thank you for calling in, dude. And I'll see you in a couple weeks.
Right, bro. Hey, I'll be waiting on you, man.
E-man, hold on. Hey, Derek, one quick second, yes, man. Sir. Did you know Arkansas was in the Bible?
No.
You didn't know Arkansas was in the Bible? Listen, I got a guy on here named Mr. E-Man, and I want him to, he's going to tell you where Arkansas was in the Bible, all right? Mr. E-Man, go ahead.
Okay. Hello, sir. Good morning. How you doing?
How you, sir?
You're a musician, huh? So I assume you're playing in the church, right?
Yes, sir.
You know, what's your pastor name? You probably done heard your pastor preach this quite a bit, you know? But
yes, sir.
You didn't know Arkansas, you know, y'all the only state in the Bible. Y'all the only state in the Bible, Arkansas. You don't
really?
Know where that scripture is? You don't know where
no,
that scripture
sir.
Is, son? Okay, you
no,
need to get your pastor, because he's preaching all the time. You need to tell your pastor, say, listen, we got the only state in the Bible. Because you might hear him say something like, Noah looked out to Arkansas. The only state.
Mm-hmm.
Noah looked out to Arkansas. Ain't that what scripture says?
Oh, my gosh. No, you didn't.
Yeah, y'all don't understand.
Oh,
no one looked. They preach it all the time, sir. No one looked out to Arkansas. So y'all the only state that's represented. Shout out to Arkansas.
Shout
yes,
out to
ma'am.
Arkansas.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to Arkansas.
Yeah. No one looked out to Arkansas. Tell your pastor that. So he'll know what
I
he
will
preached.
Do that.
Yes,
I will
sir.
Do
yes,
that.
Sir. Yeah, nice talking to you, my man.
Yes, sir. You too.
Yeah. Have a blessing.
Listen, man. Thank you, Derek, again for calling in, man. I really appreciate it. And again, we'll be working together and hanging out in a couple weeks next month. I'll see you when I touch down, my friend.
All right, I'll be waiting on you, man.
All right. Thanks for calling in, man. Thanks for calling in. Listen, we have another caller online. Last four is 7014. Hello.
Hello, Mr. T. Smiley. Happy birthday.
Hey,
this is your
what's
girl,
up?
Miss P.
Wow.
I wanted
thank
to
you.
Say
thank you so
happy
much.
Birthday. It's a pleasure. It's an honor to know you. You are one of the sweetest spirits I've ever met, and I know that God is shining his blessing upon you. You don't have to guess about it. You don't have to think about it. You just look at yourself in the mirror, and that will give you all the confirmation that you need. And I just want to say I love you and my queen. Y'all are my heart, and I want you to enjoy your birthday to the fullest. Live it like it's the last time. I want you to live every moment like that. Live it like it's the last time. It's only one of you. You celebrate that one day. So you make sure that everything in that day makes you smile. If it don't make you smile, brush it to the side because it's not worth it. Only if it make you smile. I love you from the bottom of my heart, and I pray that your day is truly blessed.
Wow, thank you so much. Thank you so much, man. I really appreciate that. Really appreciate that. Listen, man, this is the Cave Radio Show. We live, man. I got my people on the line. They showing me some love, and I really appreciate it. I really, 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 words can't express how much I really appreciate it. We're going to have to do something, man. If I can't do nothing with everybody at once, you know, because of this pandemic, it's all good. We'll do something individually, you know. We'll celebrate next year. We'll do something. And in between next year, we'll do something. So I really appreciate you guys for coming on and giving me birthday shout out and wishing me and Miss Kia many blessings. What I want to do now is I'm gonna play some music, man. And those of you that want to stay on, y'all can stay on. But I'm gonna play some. You know, since it's my birthday, you know, I want to play my people real quick. So I'm gonna give y'all some Prince in. Some Prince right now. Thank you for tuning in.
Okay.
We're going to take this break real quick, and we'll be right back right after this song.
Never think you look for me.
That's right. That's right. It's Diamonds and Pearls. Hey, listen. I know it's my birthday, and I know y'all probably like, man, what in the world? But listen, that's my song, man. I'm sorry. That's T Smiley just different. You know what I'm saying? T Smiley different. I know we got some stuff that we listen to that's up to date, but ain't nothing like Prince and ain't nothing like Michael Jackson. Y'all gonna hear some Michael Jackson in a little bit. But listen, it's your boy birthday celebration. Y'all calling in, calling me and telling me happy birthday and stuff like that, and I really appreciate it. I had another call in. I want to get them in. Last four numbers is 5649. Caller, you online? What's going on? What's going on?
What's up, T Smiley?
What's up? Who am I speaking to?
You was the best man at his wedding.
Oh snap! Is this Cameron?
You know it, Cleo.
Hold up. This, hey y'all, E-Man, CP, this is Cameron. This is Camille's brother. And
Cameron,
yes, I was his best man in his wedding, and I appreciate him for calling in. Listen, hey, your sister came on through, man, and gave me a song. I ain't gonna put you on blast.
Please
No. I ain't gonna get it.
Well, see, I'm eating right now, and so yeah, so you know, all that food is kind of messing with my vocal cords right now, so it's not gonna come out like it needs to come out. I got you later.
Listen, man. Hey, when I tell you, E-Man, when I tell you this guy right here can sing, oh my goodness, oh my goodness,
make me feel good.
All right. This Joker right here.
Come on, give
man.
Me some of that Isaac brother. That Isaac brother this moment. Come on, bro. Happy birthday to Mr. T. Come on, bro.
I'm coming.
Let's see what you're working with. Well, give us a point. There's some.
Cameron, what's going on, my friend, man? What you got up to? What you up to this morning?
Well, me and my wife, we drove down here to Atlanta yesterday. We were here for her grandfather's 70th birthday party, so we got like a little 70 theme party going on tonight. So we just here at the mall trying to find us a little outfit.
That's what's up. 70 years old, and it's a 70s theme. Wow. Y'all going to have a good time, man.
We've been having fun
since we've been here. That's awesome. Cameron, we got Derek on the line. Oh, man. Hey.
D-Ford.
We got Mr. D-Ford on the line. Hey, y'all hanging out with us, man. We just having a good time. Like I said, I was at work on Wednesday on my birthday and everything, but you know, it was cool. You know what I'm saying? I birthday was in the middle of the week, and I don't like to take off. So you know, when it's time to work, it's time to play.
Yes,
and so
exactly.
It's the weekend, and it's time to play, man. I did do some. I went to the gun range last week, man. I tell you, I went and got some food. Got some food at this Cajun place, and then man, I end up being in South Dallas, man, at this building, man, and it was all right. Y'all hear E-Man laughing. It was a hole in the wall, first of all, but you know what I'm saying, like it was one of those places like, man, when you pulled up outside, it was like, oh shoot, I think I'm overdressed. And overdressed is, you know, just some nice clothes, some newer looking attire, you know, and everybody we seen walking in, man, it's like they had on like pajamas or like sweatpants, and I'm like, oh man, they're gonna look at us and think we got some
right.
money. You know what I mean?
Right.
It was we had a good time in there, man, and then we ended the night. This is the part I forgot. So once we got in there, I seen a couple of women that was walking in, a couple of girls walking in, and they had briefcases and they had suitcases. And I was like, what they doing? You know what I mean? Like, what's going on? Why they taking suitcases in this club? Well, we got in there, man, and was just hanging out. And then I see like stripper poles in like random places. And I'm like, stripper poles? Maybe it's just decoration. You know what I mean? Like, why they got stripper poles in here? Maybe people when they come in here and dance, you know, somebody want to get up there and, you know, just play around. Nah, man. I was in there watching this guy perform. He was rapping. He was performing. And next thing you know, I seen this stripper walk past me, man. And I was like, wait a minute. Like, hold up. Bro, we in like a old convenience store type building. And I'm like, they got strippers here? I'm like, boy, this is crazy. Right. This is crazy. This is crazy. Man, this is crazy. So you know, they had on, some of them had on, like, you know, the bikini thing, you know, whatever. But then I seen this one, they had on something that looked like they was just going to go to bed. And I was like, okay. You know, we are in South Dallas. You know, we over here in the hood. So I get it, you know. But the people I was with, you know, once we left, they was like, let's go to Ecstasy. And I was like, Ecstasy, if y'all don't know, those of you that don't know, Ecstasy is a Dallas Cabaret Gentlemen's Club, a.k.a. it's the strip club, okay? It's the strip club. It's where it go down. It's like the number one strip club in Dallas. But, but here's
booty, 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 booty. Booty, booty, booty.
Listen, so we talking about places we want to go, and then this guy was like, let's go to Ecstasy. So then I'm like, man, I don't know about that spot. We can go to another one, but I don't want to go to Ecstasy. And then he said, oh, yeah, by the way, yeah, Ecstasy, you know, that's where that guy got, you know, got shot and killed out there in the parking lot. And so we all said, so why are we going? Why are we going if somebody got shot there in the parking lot? I ain't trying to get shot tonight. I'm just trying to celebrate my birthday. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we go out there, you know what I'm saying? And when we pull up, we got over there, like down the street, we see this long line. And I'm just like, okay, y'all, you know, it's too long. I don't want to wait. All right, let's go somewhere else. I'm still trying to get out of it because I'm like, you know, I ain't scared of nobody. Ain't nobody going to do nothing to us if you ain't messing with nobody. But I'm just like, you know, this strip club got a bad taste in the city of Dallas. And by saying that, man, when we was waiting in line, I guarantee you it was probably like 15 police cars that was just riding around. And I'm like, wow. See, you know, and I don't like being in places like that. Where we got to look over our shoulder and everything. But, you know, we had a good time, man. I'm going to tell you right now, I did not get no lap dance. It was too hot in the building. It was crowded. And I thought to myself, if I was sweating and sweat was coming off my forehead, imagine what those booties smelled like. I'm sorry, I'm just being honest. I'm just being honest. The big booty girls, you ain't want to mess with them because in between those cheeks probably was stinking and was sweating and everything else. I'm just saying. So we got some food, hung out, watch everybody else, you know, run up and down. And chase these women down, try to get a lap dance. And I'm just like, it's too hot for a lap dance. We're just going to get some food and chill for a minute. And then, you know, after that, you know, we went on to the crib, man. But, you know, just enjoyed last weekend. And then on today, we're going to be hanging out at Austin Avenue, just the bar. We're going to hang out and get some food and just enjoy today. It's beautiful outside, man. It's Saturday. You know, it's chill. Ain't nothing really going on. You know what I mean? So I'm going to go get my kids today, and we're going to continue the celebration and just have fun.
All right, man. All right.
That's what's up. Yes,
God,
yes.
The world is your playground. Go out and play.
I want to go out and play.
That's a good one. That's a good one. I like that.
All right, man. Well, I just want to call in, man. Wish you a happy birthday, man. You know, I love you. You know, we've known each other all of our lives. Hey, I'm happy to see you transitioning to a new, a new chapter in your life. I hope you enjoy it. I hope your girl. Hey, she turned up for you, man. I hope she do a thing for you.
Oh yeah, hey, man, she's been doing a thing all week, man. She's been doing a thing all week.
I appreciate you for taking care of my boy.
But she hear you.
You know it.
Well, man, you have fun, man, down there in Atlanta, man. You be safe. Y'all have a good time. Tell your wife I said hello. And we wish her grandfather, we wish him a happy 70th birthday.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Appreciate you, man. Love you.
Tell him we shout him out on We Talk Radio. We send him shout outs and birthday wishes right here on We Talk Radio, the K Radio Show. All right. This is the Cave Radio Show. This your boy T Smiley. Listen, man, I'm gonna go to some more music. And I told y'all, I like Michael Jackson, man. So we done heard Prince. Hey, this is what I do over here, man. I just, you know, sit back and just chill, man. And the Cave Radio Show wouldn't be nothing without having the two legends right here. So we're gonna play some music, man, and just rock out, man. Listen, 563-999-3456. Anybody else that want to call in and wish me happy birthday on today, y'all got the number. Y'all know what to do. This is your boy, T. Smiley, right here on Cave Radio Show. Yeah.
Michael, eles não ligam pra gente.
Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what? 10 years later, we are still celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have 2 youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family, and you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com.
That's right. That's right. We are back. We are back. Hey, hey, E-Man, I got, you know what? I have somebody on right now that I want to bring in. I'm not even going to say nothing. Last 4 digits is 1675. Hello, hello.
What's going on, man?
Oh, snap. Hey, E-Man, this is my uncle, man. This is my uncle. My Uncle Tim. Uncle Tim, what's going on, man?
What's going on, huh?
Nothing, man. Just getting up, getting around.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Hey, man, appreciate you for calling in, man. Thank you for being here. You're a part of the Cave Radio Show, and you are a caveman right here on the Cave Radio Show with your boy T. Smiley. And we have Mr. E-Man. Mr. E-Man, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
What you got going on, man? What you up to?
Man, just getting up, finna go and take care of some business.
That's what's up. That's what's up. You know, I got a chance to talk with Cal. Shout out to your son, Cal Clemens. E-Man, if you don't know about Cal Clemens, man, you can Google him, and I can say that with confidence. You can Google him, Mr. Cal Clemens, man. He's run track. He's won a gold medal in the Olympics, and was that Rio? It was in Rio, right?
Yeah, Rio, Brazil. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then, E-Man, check this out. His wife, her name is Christina Clemens, and guess what, E-Man? She's getting ready to head to Tokyo for the Olympics in the hurdles.
Oh, wow. That's what's up.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So they doing great things. I wanted to shout them out because, you know, it's just amazing and so cool to see my family out there. You know, they getting it, man. They getting it. They doing the thing. And I wanted to shout out Cal, too, because he's getting ready to open up his restaurant up there in Kansas, in Lawrence, Kansas. And I got a chance to talk with him the other day. And I don't know, Uncle Tim, have you talked to him? I think he's supposed to be here. I'm not for sure.
I hadn't talked to him yet, but, I mean, today or yesterday. I don't know if he's coming or what.
Yeah. So I wanted to shout him out and just, you know, shout him out not only because the things that they're doing, but because Uncle Tim, you know, that's his son, man. So I just wanted to congratulate him, and I'm just happy for my uncle being on with us. Hey, man, you missed Camille, Cameron, Derek, Aunt Wilma, Tanisha. I don't know if you got a chance to hear them earlier, but they were on, and you know, they got a chance to shoot me out birthday wishes and stuff. So, you know, it was pretty cool, man.
Oh, that's right. It was your birthday. You getting old, man. You getting old.
Yeah.
Hey, you get on sports before you get too old, man.
You know what? You know what? I got. Yeah. I got I'm getting back in the gym, man. I just got me a membership yesterday, Uncle Tim. So Fitness Connection. Yeah, I'll be coming over there by your house, man. We're gonna have to work out. Yeah, man. Hey, E-Man. This mm-hmm. Uncle too, also, man. You know, I told you I played the drums, but this one right here, he played the drums too, man. He taught me a lot.
Yeah, get a drummer song. Got 2 drummers.
Hey,
get a drummer song.
Yeah. These young folks done pass y'all up though. TJ done do another level than me. I'm at the beginner stage still.
That's what's up.
Listen. I have another caller that's calling in. I'm gonna bring this caller in. The last four digits is 3779. Hello, you right here on Cave Radio Show with T Smiley. What's going on?
It's like the food stamp office.
what was that?
Hello.
Yes, sir. Who am I speaking with?
I've been holding on to speak with my social worker because my stuff is didn't come through, and I'm trying to see what's going on with my food stamps and stuff.
You know what? Stop playing. Y'all, hey, listen. This is the joke. Oh, my goodness. No, man.
That's a good one.
What's going on? Hey, y'all, this is be nice, man. Stop playing, man. Michael, what's going on, man?
Hey, man. Yeah, man, I had to call in. I said, I got to give happy belated birthday to you. I said, let me call in. I said, he ain't going to recognize the number today.
You know what? Nope, I didn't recognize the number because you changed your number. But when you got to talking, I said, man, that's the Michael, man. Stop playing.
That's good.
Hold on. Wait a minute. I'm bringing in another caller. Y'all stay right there. Hold on. I'm bringing in this other caller. The last four. It's 1443. What's going on?
Hello.
What's up, Uncle Bobby?
Hello.
Nope, you can't get me. Nope, we're not going to do it.
What's your stage name? T-Night. Happy birthday, T-Night.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. T-Smiley. Hey, appreciate it, man. Y'all, listen. I appreciate it, man. Y'all missed your sister. A woman was here. Uncle Jerry was here. Tanisha, Camille. Look, Camille done sung me a song. Cameron and Derek done been on here, so we've had a good time. We've been having a good time over here, listening to some music, and you know, I told them about the strip club I went to, the hood I went to last weekend. Turned out it was a strip club, and then we went to a strip club, so it was just crazy last week. And then was at work on Wednesday. On my birthday, I went to work and then got a chance to have a drink with some friends down there, and then came back home to some chicken and some greens and some rolls and all that. So I had a good time. And then today we're still celebrating. Today we're going to be out at Austin Avenue out here in, at about 7 o'clock tonight. I think I sent y'all the flyer. So those of you that's online, hey, if y'all ain't got nothing going on at 7, meet me out here at Austin Avenue.
For sure. Our face will be in the place, bro. Hang out with Mr. T Smiley.
All right. I appreciate that.
I'm going to get off of here, man.
All right. Thank you.
Is that Tim? That's
yep.
Tim and
hey.
Money?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey,
I need to go play the lotto.
I gotta go play. Listen, E-Man, all of us here that's on the line, you know, we've all known each other for a long time. We all go to the same church, and so when you got these three on the line, man, hey, the jokes are coming. I'm just letting you know.
I hope we've been knowing each other for a long time. I got a brother and a nephew. We've been knowing each other for our whole life, man.
Well, yep. Yeah, that's fact.
Ain't nothing like fam, boy.
Well, all right, TJ, happy birthday. Happy late birthday, man. And,
I appreciate it.
Keep it T smiling.
Keep smiling.
Wait a minute. Tim, you still got that pepper gut?
Oh, Lord.
You still...
While I got y'all on the line, Uncle Tim, before you leave, E-Man, do me a favor. Tell them about mm-hmm. your show on Sunday night. Please tell them about your show, because I want them to call in and be a part of your show and listen in. Go ahead and let them know about your show.
Well, the E-Man After Show is every Sunday night right here on We Talk Radio at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can call this number right here, 563-999-3456. I'm going to jump into the conversation with us men. It's a men's show. We come around the domino table. We have a big six question, and every man that call in, he'll come in on a domino, and that'll put you into the conversation, whatever our topic is. And we talk about real stuff that men talk about. You know, we talk about, you know, if you think you're pleasing your woman and you can't get it up, you know, maybe you need to get some pills. Maybe you need to get some help. And then we talk about men in church. We talk about all that. It's all over here on the E-Man After Show. And so, actually, this particular Sunday night, we'll be talking about, I heard T. Smiley say you got a membership over at the gym. Because this Sunday night, we're going to be talking about men in health, in particular, black men. You know, we ain't no good if we ain't healthy. We ain't no good if our health is going down. So that's what we'll be talking about this week. So I want you fellas to call in, and we're going to have a real conversation around the domino table, because sisters want to know about the little boy that's inside of us, because every man, there's a little boy trying to get out. And so we want you fellas to call in with your jokes, call in and have fun. Because why? It's all over on the E-Man After Show every Sunday night. So you guys join the E-Man After Show. It's just a continuation of the Cave Show, you know.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
Just, T. Smiley, his knees is up there for to go to Tokyo. He just passing the baton on the E-Man, and we just going to keep running around this track right over here on We Talk Radio Network, talking to men. It's a men show. So I hope you guys join in when you can.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Listen, I'm going to take another call. We have somebody that's on the line. Last numbers is 2968. Caller, you on the line. What's going on?
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, a little kid inside of me, you know, that one that wasn't disciplined, you know, got me in all kinds of trouble, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, dang.
Yes, sir.
I'm like, you know, and then when I finally got that little kid that, you know, to mind somebody, because,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm the only one that can be the best person for the kid, you know what I mean? So I got to bring him and show them some things about, you know, look at man, we ain't doing that no more. You know,
right.
I get out of prison. I've been in prison for damn near 10 years, and they take me somewhere, some crazy amusement park, you know what I mean? They got this bungee jumping thing. It's 180 feet up in the air and everything, and I'm over there running my mouth, and the little kid in me's doing it, you know, and somebody comes up and says, I got a ticket for you. Why don't you go ahead and get on the ride, you know? And I'm like, because it was $30. You know, I wasn't going to pay that. I wasn't going to get on in the first place. But when you talk your stuff, and next thing you know, you got to get on that ride, you know what I mean? And I'm like, I don't even want to do this, you know, but the little kid in me wanted to get it on, you know? And I'm like, I'm like, you know, when that happened to me, man, I was like, it scared me. And I told myself after the fact, I said, we ain't doing that no more. You ain't running the show, man. You know,
right.
A bunch of stuff that just ain't for me, you know. And I'm not talking about this other stuff, too, you know, where I got in a lot of trouble listening to that kid, man. That kid just had no discipline at all. And I got to say, man, the people that were responsible for me when I was little, they messed me up, man. They taught me all this conflicting lessons and everything and said one thing, did another and everything. And then when you become an adult, they expect you to do this and that. Listen, yeah,
mm-hmm.
It ain't working like that, y'all. Y'all need to start taking some responsibility, and maybe something will change. But until then, I don't think we're going to see no changes. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know,
sir.
But one thing we have learned, you know, when you become a man, you put away childish things. And so, you know, we call it boy to me. And so, you know, you learn as a young man, as a child, but then when you grow up, you mature and become a man. So, you know, that's we get it. We get exactly
what
you're
saying. When I was in prison, I ran into a cat named Geronimo Pratt. You know Geronimo Pratt? You ever heard of him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, I was walking around with him on the prison yard. We was walking around together and talking to each other. I don't know how it happened, but I had a crew that I worked with in the pot scullery. I was a lead guy in the pot scullery. I had some people working underneath me. I think that's how we kind of hooked up through that avenue, you know. But that man was a gentle, kind, considerate guy that was, when he spoke, like a light. He's like a beacon of light because I could see exactly what he was talking about, you know, and what he was saying to me. I was like, I just thought, wow, what a trip, man, because he was trying to tell me that when he goes back to when he was a little kid and he was looking up to his father, he told me that's what it was all about for the black folks. And I was like, well, man, that's good stuff, man. That's what else can I say? I mean, you know, I mean, dude
right.
had a lot of wisdom, you know, and I don't regurgitate everything dude said, but he had an impact on me that left me thinking about things, you know, just like when I found out about history, and I wasn't much of a history person, you know, being the person I was, but when I started looking into some of the food and where it came from and who was using it and this and that, I got a history lesson that I'll never forget. No.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm talking about you could look up okra, look up rice and where it came from and who used it back in the day and how they survived with these mediocre things. But if you look at these things today on the menu, they're very pricey now. So it depends on how you look at things.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Well, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say we thank you for calling in, man. We thank you for listening and tuning in. This your first time calling in?
Yeah, I think so. I think this is my first time. I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. This is the Cave Radio Show. I'm the host, T. Smiley, and I appreciate you for being on, man. Listen, I call all my men that come on. You're the cavemen, so thank you for being part of the cavemen on today. And listen, everything you said, man, you'll hear so much more. Tune in tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time for E-Man After Show, and you will be enlightened. I guarantee it.
Sweet.
My friend. So
sweet,
I appreciate
brother.
You for being on. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I appreciate you for being on.
Yeah.
And you can just stay on and tune with us. I mean, we're celebrating my birthday. My birthday was on Wednesday, and so we're doing birthday shout outs and we're playing music and everything. So,
sweet.
Those of you that are on the line, don't go nowhere. We're gonna take a break. We're gonna listen to some music, and then we're gonna come right back in. All right. This is the Cave Radio Show with your boy T Smiley. We'll be right back.
Yep.
Hey.
Gonna make a change for once in my life. Gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. And as I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street. But not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them eat? A son of disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one-man soul. They follow each other on the wind and know
That's right. Y'all just heard it. Michael Jackson just said it plain and simple. Make that change, man. You know, hey, sometimes when you face with problems and situations and, you know, you've seen yourself as a young man and the things that you've done and some of the things that you've seen and done may have been wrong, but, you know, sometimes you have to just step back, you know, and when a part of becoming a man is looking at yourself in the mirror and seeing if you want to make that change, knowing in your heart that you really want to, you know, be that man. You know what I'm saying? So we back. This is T Smiley. I got Mr. E-Man on. I got D Nice on. And I have this young man that just called in. And, you know, we were all listening to you, my friend. And, you know, I just want you to be encouraged, my friend.
Yes.
Yeah, I am.
Yes, for sure.
I am. And my name's... Well, they call me Way Busy. That's me. That's my stage name is Way Busy, you know. And I'm always doing a live performance in front of a live audience, you know. Yeah, I was digging the song, man. It was like I couldn't believe you were playing that song, man. It was giving me goosebumps halfway through it, you know.
You know what? I'm gonna tell you something. When you were talking, I was going through my playlist, and I kid you not, man. Some of the things that you were saying, you know, I thought about, because I did say, you know, I love Michael Jackson, I love Prince and stuff like that. And so I felt something when you were talking, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to play this song, and I hope he's listening, and I hope he, you know, just listen to the words and just focus on it. Yes, sir. So,
and
my friend, that song was for you, and it was indeed a reason and a purpose that you called today, and
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. I have the door to my heart, you know what I mean? And there's one handle, and the handle's on the inside. And when I open the door to my heart, that light that I was speaking about earlier, which is a whole bunch of experiences that I've had with different folks, different things, you know what I'm saying? That light is shining out there, and when you start reflecting stuff like you did back to me like that, it almost brings a tear to my eyes, but I've already been through the tears. Now I just got the goose, you know.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's that joy of overcoming, you know what I mean? You already went through the crying of, you know, of the sadness of the, you know, it, those tears are gone. You know, you said it gave you goosebumps. It really gave you hope, and it really gave you joy, and it really gave you peace, knowing that you didn't have to, you know, cry the tears of hurt anymore. You know what I mean?
No, right. We lost a good brother. We lost a good brother. Geronimo was a good brother. You know what I mean? I can't say enough about the guy. You know, my personal experience with the man. He's been on my mind a lot. You know, in the last few months. You know, he's been actively on my mind. You know, and I'm just kind of looking back, and I forget everything that everybody was saying, but somehow. It just comes up in your life at some point, you know, it pops up. It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. And we just want the good things to keep on going. So we have to give it away, give it away, give it away. And every day we just give it away. You know what I'm saying? Nobody has to force it or anything. It's just a free thing, you know. And wherever it goes, God knows.
Mm-hmm.
God knows, you know.
Yes. And one thing we have all learned to do, as men, one thing we have all learned to do, sir, is to, you know, at the end of the day, put it all on the altar. No matter what situation we deal with, because we all have adversities in life. But I have learned in my 60 years, you know, just to never quit and never give up. You know, and my encouraging word would be to you today: you'll win if you don't quit. You know, it's not given to the swift nor to the strong, but to him that can endure to the end. So keep on enduring in life, because life going to always bring challenges. As a man born of a woman, there's always going to be trouble. But we know where we can hang our hat at. We know where we can take those troubles to. And as Mr. T was just sharing with you, you know, I was getting into that too. That cry now, you know, you don't cry at your worst tears. I think it's Mary. And now these are your best years. So keep on pushing forward, brother. Keep on pushing forward. Yeah, keep on calling the Cave Radio Show.
I guarantee you there's lots of people that have relationships with other people, and those people that maybe have passed away, I guarantee the people that are grieving that loss, it's not just for the loss of me. I feel like the world's getting losing out on something. But then I remember that light is inside of my heart. When I open that door up to someone who's outside of myself, that person outside of myself obviously is aware that I was listening. You know what I mean? And I paid attention because they were being honest and truthful, and they were paying attention to my feelings. So that we can have that relationship, which people claim they're having, but they ain't having no relationship with them folk outside themselves, because them folk outside themselves, you open yourself up to the wrong person, that person's taking advantage of you. He's manipulating you, or she's manipulating you, controlling you. And if you have any feelings about what they be doing, they're going to exploit your feelings, and you're going to feel like this, you know. This ain't no relationship, and you right. You right. Once in your life, you right. And now you got to get on it, because you can't be messing around with this no more. People don't want to reflect what you be projecting. It's okay. It's okay. They don't feel you. But what about the people that are feeling you? You want to leave them hanging because you want to get hung up on this stuff over here?
We hear you. We feel your pain. We hear what you're saying. And so with that being said, you know, this platform is, you know, is I'm listening to you, you know, and I think Mr. T is allowing you to get it out, because all it is just being coming around the table and talking. It's good therapy. Mr. T is allowing you to express yourself, because it's the conversation. We got to get it out, and that's the little boy in us. If we don't have nobody will listen to us, if we don't have nobody to talk to, who do we talk to? And so Mr. T reflected back, and he heard what you were saying. He felt your pain, and he reflected it in a song. Why? Because this is your therapy class this morning. This is your therapy class this morning. You know what I'm saying? And so eat it up.
I'm good, man. I'm good. I'm what you call inside of myself.
This is the new heaven and the new earth inside of me because of the spirit being inside of me, you know? And that spirit inside me has made everything holy. And I can't believe it sometimes. But God lets me know, don't you be worried. Because if you worry about this and that, then you must be living in the past. And if you live in the past like that because you're worried about what happened to you back here, then you're going to be sinking in that quicksand. But you know that good karma? That's the bedrock. So there's something to stand on, and it's the rock, baby. You know what I mean? Yeah. We ain't tripping. We ain't tripping. We solid over here. Thank you very much. God bless you, too.
All right.
Bless you, brother. Yeah.
This is T. Smiley. This is the Cave Radio Show right here on We Talk Radio Network. Hey, man, this has been an incredible show, man. We done had some fun. You know what I'm saying? We done had good conversation. We done had birthday shout-outs. We done had songs. We done had it all. hey, man, y'all had this was a good show, right? It was a good show.
Yeah, for sure that.
This has been incredible, man. D-Nice, you still there?
Man, I'm still on the phone, and I noticed your birthday weekend, and you know, it seemed like every weekend, man, you've been doing something big, man, and you know, I turn around, this dude is doing something big, and now you're finna get ready to have what did you do? Rent out the whole spot at Austin Ave. This weekend, I mean, you're doing it big. my money ain't as long as yours, so you know, I mean, I need to know the secret to T Smiley.
Hey, man, ain't no secret, man. Hey, look, listen.
I'm looking all on social media. I'm seeing diamond rings, new suits. I know the song says I've had some good days and I've had some bad days, but brother, you doing it big this year, like, you know.
Hey, man, I appreciate it, man. I'm trying to do too much, man. It seems like to me it's like it's nothing. You know what I'm saying? That's just hey, last sometimes it be last minute stuff that seems like it's big, man. But you know, hey, I just be trying to have a good time. I work all week, man. So you got to do something. You got to do something.
Hey, 33 is looking good on you, sir. It's looking good on you. You stepping up, but. I got to mess with this guy that's on his phone real quick. He said that tomorrow at 9 o'clock, he talked about health and fitness, right?
Yeah, me and him. Yes, sir.
Email, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did he say something? I'm sorry. I got to go back. Did he say something about maybe having conversations about men who can't get it up?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be talking about a lot of that tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. T. Smiley, you're not there yet, are you?
Oh, no. I'm good. I'm good.
Because, I mean, 33 is where some things kind of start going a little wrong, brother. So I'm just, you know. Yeah, 33 is where things start. You start having back problems and back problems turn into some other things. E-man in my line? Come on now.
Yeah. And that's why we're talking about it tomorrow night so we can prevent all of that, you know?
Right.
But you know, 33 on up to 40. You don't get out of the bed as quick as you used to, you know?
Right. 54, man. 33. 33, you can't hold your pee in the middle of the night like you used to.
You gotta get up. You gotta get up.
Yeah.
You better start doing something with that thing. Start working that thing, man. Cause you got to watch out for that.
Yeah, 33, man, some things go wrong, man. I'm just, you can't lay up like you used to out there on the basketball court, T. Smiley. Come on, man. True story. This man was 32, let's see, He just turned 33. So about 5, 6, 7 weeks ago. Yeah, I got to do you. Hey, basketball tournament going on. My son, he's like, you know, he's like, Dad, can you get in the game? I'm like, man, I don't want to get out there right now. I can't even move like I used to. I said, but let me call T. Smiley, and I know he'll come out. T. say, I'm on my way. Ah, man, I'm a block away. I was like, all right, man, he really needs your help. So, T. Smiley gets to the thing, he comes to the tournament. I mean, he gets out of the car like he's LeBron James with no powder. You understand what I'm saying? No powder. This guy comes up to the court. I'm like, oh, man, he finna kill him. He finna dominate. Oh, wow, this is – he finna kill him. Like, seriously, I'm like, oh, he finna dunk. He finna do all of this. I sat and we watched, and even my other son, he was like, oh, man, we finna win now. T. Smiley gets the ball, steps onto the court. First shot, brick. Second shot, brick. Third shot, brick. I said, get him out of the game. Hey, he couldn't do it like he used to. The dude I used to see ball and dominate on the court, man. I said, yeah, man. Oh man, this dude is a real dad now. He's a real
Rusty.
Oh my God.
Hey, I got out there like, oh man, I felt a hoop. But the shoes I had on, like I couldn't even change my shoes. That's how quick they was like, man, come on, who's playing now? I'm like, dang, I can't even put my other shoes on. So I'm like, all right. I had on some pants too, man. So I was like, okay. I was like, all right, you know, I got to stretch this one out. I'm going to kind of, you know, play this one light. And then as soon as they threw me the ball, I was like, uh-oh. I'm thinking in my mind, I was thinking back, hey, man, I was thinking back to that boy. I was like, uh-oh, he finna hoop. You know,
I know that's right.
I seen it all in my head, man. Yeah, when they played it out, right, I was like, right. Ooh, I'm rusty.
The boy was gone. The grown man was gone that day. Yeah, the grown man was there that day.
But, don't feel bad, Mr. T. I share this story with you guys. You know, my son played in the NFL, right?
Okay.
And my son, he ran track. You know, I think he's still third in the 100 here in Texas.
Okay.
And him and some of the pro players they was working out over there at the Cowboy Stadium out there in Frisco. At the Star, we out there in the front of the Star, you know, and I'm sitting on the sideline watching them cats. And so my son said, "Daddy, come on over here and do a couple of these sprints with us." You know, we started out, you know, they paced me and all that teeth, you know, and I'm feeling good. I'm 60 now. I'm thinking, man, them jokers got the running teeth. I tried to stay up with them cats, man, by halfway in the 50 yard line. I said that I was breathing so hard, Mr. T. So my son said, Daddy, do we need to call a permanent man? Listen, legs locking up, heart beating fast. Man, I was like, listen, I can't do this no more. Listen, I'm a man for real. I don't do this young man stuff no more. So don't feel bad, Mr. T. It'll creep up on you, sir. You just got to stay in the gym like you got that. You know, you got that gym pass now, so just go on in the gym and join the club, brother. You just had a birthday. Join the club.
Man, I was sitting up there thinking, like, man, I said yesterday, when I walked through the gym, man, and I was looking at all the weights and stuff. You know, they give you a little tour. And then they got over there to the basketball gym. And I looked in there, and I was like, nah, I better stay here in the weight room and try to get my cardio back before I go up in there, man. I'm gonna be looking like a daddy up in there. I'm be like, sit him down.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Because when you turn 33, and if you sitting down, and you're gonna like, that age been crept up on you. Because you can't just if you gotta tell somebody, hey, can you grab that remote over there for me? Yeah, man, you done got old.
Oh man,
got old, but. Yeah, I'm getting back in the gym starting Monday. Myself, man, I got to drop a good 30 pounds, man, a good 30 in a hurry. So it's all cardio for me going forth. So I'm going to hate to leave that fried chicken, fried pork chop. Man, just anything fried, I'm going to hate to leave alone. But, you know, an abusive relationship, you got to, you know how to just walk away from it for a while and then return.
Yeah.
And play with it every blue moon.
Yeah, man. I'm gonna be in that thing next week, man. I got that membership, man, and so I'm like, shoot, what, zero down, $10? What? I'm like, yeah, I can do that over there at Fitness Connection. So
yeah,
I'm gonna try to start
but
next
now,
week.
You know what you could do, Mr. T?
What's that?
This is just a little advice to you. You know, start lifting Kia. You'll kick that in a minute. they went right over your head, huh? You'll kick that in a minute. You know, listen, I picked Mandy up. I put her on my back. Listen, we walked the track. And, boy, look at here. I'm in the gym now, Mr. T.
That's what's up.
You'll get that when we hang up. That, you know, that's what the preacher says. You'll catch that on your way home.
You'll catch that on the way home. Yeah. He gave that one to you for free.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah,
man. Listen, man. I have enjoyed this show on today, man. It's been awesome, man. We done laughed. Mm-hmm. We done had a good time, man. People done called in. And then we ended it with, you know, the young man calling in, man. And, you know, I just hope he stay encouraged, man, because, you know, seemed like he needed that conversation. So I'm glad we were here, you know, to help. And you know what, E-Man, that's how we drive people back over to your show, man, and let them get, you know, some good nuggets over there, too. So, you know, I really appreciate you Appreciate you for being on here, man, supporting the Cave Radio Show with T. Smiley, myself. You know, just being here, man. You that awesome man too. You know what I'm saying? Talk to and get that advice from, man. So I really appreciate it.
Yes, sir, for sure.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I was just gonna say thank you for, you know, keeping the platform going. Thank you for, you know, letting your voice be heard. You know, don't ever stop talking, because this should be encouraging to you, my friend, because. You know, as I listen today, you know, scripture teaches us it was 10 and one came back to say thank you. But I've heard a few to come back to say thank you and celebrating you on your birthday. That's an awesome thing. And so, you know, my question tonight going to be, what is your why? And your why is your purpose. And today, if you really want to know what your why is, that young man, the K Radio Show, why is it here? It's here for that one young man that just called in today. So I encourage you to keep on keeping on, brother. You're doing the doggone thing over here on We Talk Radio.
Man,
yes, sir.
Man, I appreciate it. And I think Mr. D. Nice for being here too, man. You know,
yes, sir.
I've known him for a long, long time, man. And when I met him, you know, it was like, oh, that's my brother. You know what I'm saying? Like we hung out, you know. He taught me the ropes of Dallas, E-Man, when I moved here, man, because I didn't know. I was just that country boy. I didn't know the things around, you know, the different places to go and all that. And this brother right here just showed me the way. So I appreciate it.
Much love. Much love on your continuous journey into manhood, man. Oh man, I'm like I said, man, I'm proud of TJ, OT Smiley, where he's at, where he's going, you know, like any man in this world. And E-Man, I know you can vouch for this. Man, we didn't cry. We didn't lie. We didn't make mistakes. We didn't hopped over some bushes and landed in some stuff we wasn't supposed to. But at the end of the day, we still here, and we all still got a story at the end of the day. So as long as the pen got ink in it, man, we doing good.
Right.
That's what's up. But yeah, man, I just want to thank everybody. You know, we gotta end the show, man. It's far fetched. We gotta end the show, but you know, we end the show with prayer. So without further ado, Father God, we just thank you on today for just waking us up this morning. We thank you for many blessings, God. We just thank you for, you know, just everything. We thank you for being God. First off, God, we thank you just being who you are in us, God. We thank you for just blessing our families, God, the ones that we see every day, the ones we don't see every day. We just thank you for covering them. We thank you for our children. Yeah. We thank you for just everything that you've done, God. I thank you for just blessing me to see another year, God. Thank you for just covering me, watching over me, and protecting me, and keeping me safe, God. And I just thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Yes.
All right, y'all. Listen, we're gonna play something out, and I thank y'all for tuning in. Check us out tomorrow, 10 a.m. For our Shine Lord Radio.
Holla.
Y'all have a good day. Y'all have a good day. Y'all have a good day. Y'all have a good day.
Peace.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.